Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is called Trach Gut wird sein Gut. Think good and it will be good. One of the Mashpiyim, that means a person who helps to guide the students in the yeshiva, was Reb Michal. The older students many years later remembered what kind of person he was, a very special person. When he was a young man, one of Reb Michal's children became so sick, lo aleinu, that it was very, very dangerous, and the doctors said there's nothing that could be done. He went right away and spoke to a group of his friends, the other Chassidim, of his terrible situation. They encouraged him, though, and they urged him not to give up, because for sure Hashem would be merciful. And they advised him right away to go to Lubavitch to ask the Rebbe for a bracha. When he heard this, he broke into tears. He would love to go to Lubavitch, he said, but the doctor said that it was only a matter of hours that his child could live. What was the point of setting out on such a long journey? But one of the elder Chassidim turned to him and said sternly, "The Gemara tells us in Brachas, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, no man should ever give up on the possibility of mercy from Hashem. So therefore, for sure, the Malachim will convince Hashem to wait with his final decision until you reach the Rebbe." Therefore, Reb Michal right away set out on foot for Lubavitch, and there went with him a Hasidic friend who was a tailor. And once or twice, they were actually able to shorten the journey by taking inexpensive rides with passing wagons. But mostly they had to walk. As soon as they arrived in Lubavitch, Reb Michal had the good mazel that he was admitted right away to Yechidus, to an individual meeting with the Rebbe. As I walked into the Rebbe's office, Reb Michal later on told the story, and handed the Rebbe the pidyon nefesh, the note with the child's name written on it, the thought flashed through my mind, who knows what's doing with the child? Didn't the doctor say it was only a matter of hours? And Reb Michal tells the story, I wept, I cried very bitterly because I had basically given up. The Rebbe read the note, however, said Reb Michal, and he said to me, don't cry, trach gut wird sein gut. Think good things and it will be good results. Don't be sad. You will celebrate the bar mitzvahs of your grandchildren. Whenever hard times came, said Reb Michal, because in later years he suffered a lot from the difficulties of bringing up his children, I would always picture to myself the Rebbe's holy face and remember those words that he told me at Yechidus. Tracht of it sein gut, think good things positively, and it will be good results. And sure enough, things would always work out well for me. And so this is a very, very important lesson for us. Life is such a thing that we all have problems, we all have difficulties. That's how Hashem makes it. Everybody has difficulties sometimes. But whenever something negative happens, we should always try to have the attitude, talk good, think positively, and then that sign good. It will be good, good results. And this is especially true now in the 3 weeks or the 9 days when I'm telling this story, that it's a very sad time, and we realize how we are deep in galus, in exile, and the Beit HaMikdash lies in ruins. So one might say, oh, it's good enough, I'll just cry a lot. So although it is, of course, a time of mourning, but no, it's not good enough to cry a lot. We have to do a lot of positive thinking and think about rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash and learn about how the Beit HaMikdash was constructed, the halachas of Beis HaBechir of the Rambam, or the Mishnayos Midos, and other parts of the Mishnah and Gemara that speak about the Beis HaMikdash and how it operated, how the Karbanos was brought, and how people conducted themselves, Yom Kippur, Gemara Yuma, so forth. This will hasten, this will quicken the time that we'll have again the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day.